The message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
Say a louder amen. I'll be speaking on securing breakthrough in business and career, part two. It's our impartation service. And I'll be speaking on securing breakthrough in business and career, part two. In the first service, I made us to understand that God wants you to excel in business and in your career and in your vocation and the work of your hands. He does not want you to be a failure. He wants you to break through. And what is breakthrough? Breakthrough means meaningful progress, advancement, and life-changing increase. It also means enrichment and promotion in your place of work. Meaningful progress in your life, advancement. It also means enrichment and progress or promotion in your place of work. God does not want you to be a failure in whatever it is He has given you to do. In 3 John verse 2, it says, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. My desire is for you to prosper, and you will prosper in the name of Jesus. In the first service, I spoke to us extensively about positive side of the business world and the career world. The business world has a positive side, and it has a negative side. The first service, I spoke to us about the positive side. I gave us 3 points. Profit and promotion is one of the benefits of the business and career world. Creativity is another thing that you get in the business and the career world. And number 3 is honor and recognition. Honor and recognition. In the business world, you get honored for doing well. You get promoted for adding value to the company. But in this second service, I will go further to show us more points on the positive side of the business world and career world. Number 4, positive side of business world and career world is learning and observation. In business and in career, one of the positive side is that you can easily learn a lot of things through observation, through trainings. Only those that are trained can reign. Reigning is a function of training. In the business world, the positive side is that you can, that's why if somebody wants to do a particular trade, they will put him under an expert in that trade. They say, learn under this person. And then after some time, they say, okay, he's free to go and start his own. So that's how it is in life. The business world, the career world is a place of training. That's why I find it very difficult when somebody just finished school today and tomorrow says that he's everything. He knows everything already. In my place, they say a child can have clothes like an elder. It can never have rags like an elder. Because the elder has used so many clothes and he has dumped it. He is just starting life and buying fashionable, the latest fashionable clothes. One of the benefits of the, one of the positive side of the business world is that we have access to learning and observation. Number 5, or positive side of business world is that we have access to influence. In your business and your career, you can influence the world. If you are in the medical line, like I said in the first service, you can influence the world. Coronavirus is outside now. If you can get the cure for coronavirus, you can influence the entire world. You can sit in Nigeria and be influencing Ghana, influencing USA, influencing South Africa, influencing Dubai, influencing everywhere. Business and career gives you an opportunity to influence your environment. There is somebody here, you will have global influence. Mark it, you started small with local influence, you will end up with international influence. Say a louder amen. Say a louder amen. Say a louder amen. Well, there are also negative sides of the business and career world. Number one, in the first service, I said risk. There's a lot of risk in business and career. If you are going to excel in business, you must face risk. You must face risk. No risk, no returns. If you sit down in your house on Monday morning, you don't go to work, how will you make profit? No risk, no returns. The second negative side of business and career is deception and lies. People lie to you. Something that should cost 1 million. They say it is 1.8 million. In Nigeria, we call it padding. They pad it. Day before yesterday, I was reading the newspaper or so. And I stumbled on something that they said happened in Niger Delta. They spent $6.2 billion to buy rotting food during COVID. They shared food. They said the food was not okay. And so they said they now called them to committee. How much did you use to buy this food that people said they cannot eat? They said $6.2 billion. Lies and deceptions. Lies. Not even good food that people can eat. Food that people rejected. I said, no, this food is not okay. They say, how much did you spend to buy it? They say, $6.2 billion. A lot of lies and deception in the business world and the career world. And that's why you need them. That's why the Bible says that we should be as gentle as a dove, but as wise as a serpent. If you will excel in business, if you will excel in career, you have to be as gentle as a dove, and you have to be the two combination at the same time. No wicked person will outsmart you again. I said, no wicked person will outsmart you again. I said, no wicked person will outsmart you again. You know, it is in this same world that we see people buying, selling land for 10 different people. Deception, lies, and all kinds are in business. Number three, negative side of the business world is the crab syndrome, where people are pulling others down, pulling others down. They see somebody doing very well and his boss likes him so well, they will begin to speak negative about the person so that the boss will hate the person. Crab syndrome. You know, crab, we call it crab syndrome because when you put crabs inside a bucket, none of them will come out of that bucket. Immediately they see one climbing up, trying to go up, they will pull him down. All of them will be at the same level. Then another one will try again to try to come out. Immediately he's making progress, they will look, do their something like this, pull the person down. That's what they call crab syndrome. That is the kind of thing that is very, very applicable in the business and the career world. People trying to pull you down, they will fail. I say those trying to pull you down, they will fail. Say a louder amen. Well, I will give us two more points again in the second service. On negative side of the business world is stiff competition. In the business world, there is stiff competition. In the career world, there is stiff competition. You have 7 vacancies, yet you have 700 people that want that same job. They say they want to take somebody in Nigerian custom. They want to take 200 people in Nigerian custom, 22,000 apply. We want to take 1,000 people in Nigerian police, 100,000 apply. Stiff competition. Your product, for it to sell, you must be able to package it better because you are in a competitive world. Stiff competition is in the business world. Number 5, what again is in the business world? Spiritual warfare. If you are not ready to fight spiritual warfare, please don't go into business and career. The business world and the career world is filled with competition and is filled with warfare. Ephesians chapter 6 verse 12. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, against princes, against powers, against rulers of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Ephesians 6 verse 12. We are in a world of spiritual wickedness. A world where if you are in a career and you don't hold on to your Jesus or hold on to something else, they will finish you. Nobody can rise without power. Nobody. You can't rise without power. Either you have power with God or you have power with the other side. You cannot rise without power. Psalm 66 verse 3. Through the greatness of thy power shall thy enemies submit themselves unto thee. Until the enemy sees power, he will not submit. Today, God will empower you. Those who are appearing to you in the dream to destroy you, they will fail you. Those who are putting all sorts of rubbish in front of your shop, they will fail. Ah, your amen is not born again. That's how we learn people say amen. Their amen is not always, it's not always thick. Our drive for success is low. But for you, and from you onward, there will be a change of story. Say a louder amen. Say a louder amen. Those who want your business to fail, they will fail. Those who want you to be sacked, they will be sacked. I used to work in a place many years ago. One guy was conspiring to make me to be sacked. He left me there. They sacked him. One day, the Okakwarakwata just called him and said, you, I even heard that you are not doing so well. Yeah, drop your car keys. Drop your official car keys. We don't want you. Please follow him to the office. Let him go and pack his load. When power jam power, one power must bow to the other. Those people who are making mouth, competing with you to destroy your business, they will fail and fail woefully. They will fail and fail woefully. Somebody say a big amen. Somebody say a big amen. Your business is not disturbing anybody's business. Birds are in the sky and flying. None of them is touching each other. No problem. Don't give yourself, don't let anybody give you an. I was talking to one of our ministers recently. And I told him, I said, I don't have any problem with people receiving calling to ministry. I told him, an unborn person will still start ministry. What is it? People selling parts, selling television, selling a spare part of car. They gather in the same place in Alaba and they are not fighting. People selling clothes, selling suits, selling different materials. There are plenty in Lagos in the same place, inside Lagos, and they are fighting. But you see believers, same believer from one church to another, be fighting each other. This person's business should go down. Why my own go up? Abba. That's why such people never prosper. One person's success is not what is disturbing your own success. He succeed, I succeed. You succeed, we succeed. Everybody succeed together. Amen. Hallelujah. Stiff competition, spiritual warfare. Do you know, a lot of times, a lot of the warfare you face is not from unbelievers, it's from believers. Yeah. But as from today, you will conquer. I say you will conquer. Examples of those who succeeded in business and career. Number one, in the first service, I talk about Abraham. In this second service, I want to show you a man called Daniel. Daniel succeeded in business and career. Daniel chapter 6, verse 1 to 3. Daniel chapter 6, verse 1 to 3. There were three presidents, and Daniel was the first among all the presidents. Daniel 6, 1 to 3. He excelled more than the others. He was the most preferred out of all the other presidents. And he pleased Darius to set over kingdom 120 princes, which should be over the whole of the kingdom. And over these three presidents, of whom Daniel was the first. Daniel excelling. Daniel was not a businessman. He was a career man. He was not into business. He wasn't selling anything. He wasn't importing anything. He wasn't into medicine. He wasn't into construction. He wasn't into buying cars. He was a career person. He was an admin person. And from a fugitive, from a slave, he rose quickly and became the first out of three presidents. He was envied by all. He was mega blessed. He was super blessed. He dwelled in the midst of enemies. Yet they could not do anything with him. They could not hurt him. That's what the Bible calls, he set a table before me in the presence of my enemies. God will set a table before you in the presence of your enemies. Those who are waiting that your business will not rise again, they will be shocked. First quarter of 2021 will not end before you are counting mega millions. Let your amen show it. Let your amen show that you are serious about it. You know, I prayed a prayer in the first service. I said, you are small today. At least you might be in a kiosk today, but your business will go global tomorrow. I don't have a problem with somebody starting small. Everything I've done in my life, I started small. Everything. There's nothing that I have ever done that I started big. Everything is started small. If you are going to excel, don't let anybody intimidate you because what you are doing is still small. Very soon, it will be known all over the world. I say it will be known all over the world. Having said that, what are the keys to breakthrough in business and career? I gave us how many in the first service? 4. Okay, I'll give us much more in the second service. But let me go through that one quickly. First service, I said, keys to breakthrough in business. Number one is be a friend of God. Matthew 6:33. Be a friend. You cannot ask God to help you when you are too far away from Him. If you want God to help you, draw closer to Him. If you want God to assist you, draw closer to Him. The more you are closer to God, the more He will reveal to you what to do in your career to succeed. The more you draw closer to God, the more He will show you how that your small catering business will become a global business. Draw closer to Him. Number two, keys to breakthrough in business. Number two is be committed to excellence. Give excellent service or excellent customer service. Be excellent in whatever you are doing. Don't be a mediocre. Don't do something that they have to call somebody to come and correct what you have done. It's an aberration. As a Christian, you did a job. They now say, "Tell you that to let us call somebody else to come and correct it." What's the problem? When you have done something, except they want to go and call God to come back and come and correct it, you do it well. You should only overdo it, not that you underdo it. Don't let mediocrity be found around you in your place of work. God forbid that they are calling mediocres in your place of work. People from the back, first three from the back, and they call you as first from the back. What for what? You know, some people, they will say, let me just do it anyhow now. When I start my own business, I'll be doing very well. It's a lie. It is what you are doing now that you will do then. This is the time for you to be excellent in your work. If you are a lawyer, be the lawyer. If you are in business of production, produce. Be the master producer. In your field, distinguish yourself. When they want excellent job, they say, we know who to call. We know who to call. As from today, the spirit of excellence will enter into you in Jesus' name. It will enter into you in Jesus' name. Number three, subscribe to godly wisdom. Ask God for wisdom. James chapter 1 verse 5. Does anyone lack wisdom? Let him ask from God that giveth unto all men liberally and upbraideth not. James 1 5. Ask God for wisdom. The Bible says, and Jesus himself, he knew what he would do. Jesus himself, he knew what he would do. He knows what to do. He has wisdom. The Bible says, I will give you a mouth and a wisdom which your adversaries shall not be able to gainsay nor resist. They will not be able to resist your wisdom. In the name of Jesus, that will be the kind of wisdom God will give to you. Say a louder amen. God will give you a wisdom which your adversaries will not be able to gainsay nor resist. Luke 21 verse 15. I will give you a mouth and a wisdom which your adversaries shall not be able to gainsay nor resist. Now quickly, number what am I on now? Number four is covenant practice. If you want your business to excel, be a covenant practitioner. Covenant practice is insurance of your business. You use the covenant practice to insure your business. You use it to insure your career. When you hear me say, I cannot be sacked in my place of work, this covenant practice is part of it. If I'm paid my salary, I give God his portion. Why would he sack me? Except I use white paper to write that I'm leaving. They can't sack me. I've insured the business. I've insured the career. That's why a church like this church, which is want us to be broke, they are just wasting their time. It's not possible. When there was pandemic and there was no offering, we were building in this church. There was no offering at all in this church. We pulled down the toilets there. We rebuilt more toilets. Put tiles. Took the toilet upstairs again. Built offices again for pastors and many other things. Construction was on and there was no offering. It shows you that the source is not the offering. It's Jehovah under the covenant. You want your business to continue to thrive. Be a covenant. It's not by force. It's a product of decision. You do it, you benefit from it. You say, what are they talking about? You pay for it? Well, number five, key to enjoying breakthrough in business and career is to walk in integrity. Walk in integrity. Walk in integrity. Every man or woman that will excel in business must be a man or woman of integrity. The more integrity you have, the more access you have to be blessed in business. Don't compromise your standard. Don't drop the quality of what you are producing to increase your profit. If you want breakthrough in business, give quality product. Something that you should sell for 4,000. Don't sell it for 6,000. And swear, I swear that this thing is 6,000 product. No. Let integrity and uprightness be your watchword in business. Do you know Job was the richest man during this time? He was the richest person during this time. And he was a man of integrity. Job chapter 1 verse 1 to 3. There was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job. He had 7 sons and 3 daughters. He was a blessed man. But what do we see about him particularly? He was a man that had hatred for evil. The Bible says he eschewed evil. He hated evil. He was the greatest in the East. It's like saying the greatest in Africa. Go on, I pass this place now. What are you doing? He had substance of 7,000 sheep, 3,000 camels, and 5,000 yoke of oxen, and 500 she asses, and a very great household. So that the man was the greatest. When you say somebody is the greatest, borrow me English now. Greatest as the greatest. No other person is greater than him in the whole of the East, like saying the whole of Africa. Yet he was a man that hated evil. He will not cheat you. If you pay him 1,000 naira, when you should pay him 800, he will give you your change. As from today, the spirit of integrity will enter into somebody in the name of Jesus. It will enter into somebody in the name of Jesus. I prefer that you should cheat me than I should cheat you. It's better for you to cheat me than to. I told you the story before. The first car I ever bought in my life, till now I've not seen the car. The first car I ever bought in my life, till now. I can't remember how many years, maybe close to 20 years ago now. Somebody collected the money that I'm coming now just to go and buy you the car in Kutonu, except I will see him today. He never returned. Both car and money never came back. But he's a nobody today. You can't find him anywhere. I even heard he's in jail now. He collected money from plenty of us, gathered the money, took off and married another wife in another country. Friends, integrity It will pay you. It will pay you. I know a lot of people in Nigeria, particularly, they don't see integrity as something very, very nice now. Do this, fix it quickly. They don't see integrity as something that is very key now. But I'm telling you sincerely, your integrity will pay you. And in the name of Jesus, as you are doing it right, God will assist you. Others are cheating people. You are not cheating them. God will bless you in the name of Jesus. Say a louder amen. Well, I'm on number one now. Number six key to breakthrough in business and career is diligence. Proverbs 22 verse 29. See how a man diligent in his business, he will stand before kings and not ordinary men. Proverbs 22, 29. If you can be diligent, you will not be indigent. Get yourself to love work. Love to work. Let working be something you love doing. How will your business prosper? If you say, I don't like going out on Monday morning. Ha! You don't like going out on Monday morning, yet you like profit. If your desire is to excel in business and in career, you must be a person that loves diligence. There is nothing you can use to replace it. You are either working hard or you are hardly working. You are either working hard or you are hardly working. You cannot be in between. It's either you are working hard or you are hardly even working. So get yourself in tune. Proverbs 14 verse 23. Proverbs 14 verse 23. In all labor there is profit, but the talk of the lips tendeth only to penury. For people close to me, they know. It's only on altar. When I'm on the altar like this, or when I'm talking to people that I like to talk. When I'm walking, I don't like to talk. I don't like to talk. Because talk. Time that you should use to walk, it has been expended on chatting. Like that, my daughter said, he came to gist with me. They gisted. She slept off from gisting. There is no future for the lazy. Idleness makes a person's destiny to decay. A building that is not used will decay. Don't just desire breakthrough. You must be diligent. I desire that. If your pastor pray for you from now till tomorrow, you are not doing anything. Which channel will God bless you? Which channel will God use to change your story? Some people will say capital. I wish I had time. I would have shown you 7 ways you can raise capital without money. But I don't have time. 7 ways. Maybe in 2021 I'll show you. You don't need cash to start business. You don't need certificates to get a job. You have hands. You have legs. And you have brain. Which does Bill Gates have certificate? He was a dropout. Because we know we like excuses. We like excuses. So like that guy in John chapter 5, you know the story very well. That guy that was at the pool of Bethesda for 38 years. He said, well, why are you still here? He said, there's nobody to help me. If nobody wants to help you, why can't you help yourself? Help yourself by doing the right thing. If you are hardworking, there is no way that things will not go okay for you. There is no way. Do you know there are some students now, holiday has been since March. Since March now, they've not done anything. By the time school resumes in January, they will now start going, but please, sir, I need school fees. Please, ma, I need money to be able to, I need money to get my books. What have you been doing since March? March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November, December. You did not do anything. By January, the school resume. So I'm looking. Please, ma, can you please, sir, I appreciate you. Please, can you pay for my hostel, please? I will say, please get out of my office, please. A lazy person has no future. You know, in those days, when they say there's no salary, I would say, let me work without salary. You know, it looks crazy. Most people cannot do it now. That's why I can do this kind of job. I don't collect salary on this job now. If you don't have any work you can do without collecting salary, you've not found purpose. If all the work you can do is only the work you can do with salary, you've not found your purpose. When you find your purpose for living, you don't need salary to do it. Big salary. Once you find what God wants you to do, you will not look for salary. You will just be doing it. You will not have pain. If I finish this service now, if there's opportunity for third and fourth service, I'm doing it. Be diligent. Be diligent in your assignment. There's no successful person just being successful. There's nothing like, I don't believe in luck. I'm telling you. I believe in cause and effects. I don't believe in luck. If I do this, I get the result. If I do this, I get it. I don't believe that somebody's lucky. If somebody's lucky, I believe it's walkie. Lucky walkie. It's lucky, it's walking. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So, if you want to excel in your business and your career, you must love your work. You must walk the walk. You must use the time. How that you go to work by 7:30 in the morning, you return back by 7 in the night, but you cannot account for what you did for the whole day. You cannot account for what you did in the whole day. Time is going. They call it lifetime. Oh, if you... Do you know that 100 years, I'll tell you that another time because of time. Let's go on. Don't worry, I'll tell you another time because it will burst into my time and I still have 2 points to go. Let's go on more points on keys to business breakthrough is be willing to distribute. 1 Timothy chapter 6 verse 17 to 18. 1 Timothy chapter 6 17 to 18. Charge them that are rich in this world that they be not high-minded, nor trust in uncertain riches, but in the living God who giveth us richly all things to enjoy. That they do good, that they be rich in good works, ready to distribute, willing to communicate. If you really want your business and your career to be successful, you must be willing to distribute. You must be a giver. This is Christmas period now. Shop for free has gone. You stylishly avoided it. The thing has gone. But there are still other channels of giving. There are still other people in the church that can be blessed. Even if your pastor is not important, at least there are some other people in the church that are also equally important, that your little things can be a blessing to. If you don't remember your senior pastor, how will you remember your resident pastor or remember other pastors? How do you remember your other pastor? You don't remember your senior pastor. How will you remember your... You don't even remember your parents. Be willing to distribute. Be willing to communicate. I was waiting that somebody will walk up to me and say, let's do party for the children. When I didn't see, we have done it. And person that has done it, we get the blessing for doing it. You must be looking for avenues to be a blessing. That's how to be blessed. You don't wait for the church to say this is what to do. You are the one that will be searching. What can I do? Is there anything I can do? Then you go humbly. Not that you go there and say, is there anything I can do for you people here? If you go like that, nobody will answer you in this church. Is there anything I can, is there any area I can be a blessing? And they will show you, oh, you can do this, you can do this, you can do this. Be willing to distribute. If your desire, your business should have quota for the poor. You should have percentage that you give to help people that are resilient in your community. By now, if you are digging borehole for your community, it's not too much. By now, if you have 3-4 people that you are paying school fees for, apart from your children, it's not too much. It's not too much. If your desire is excellence in business and career, if you spend your salary alone, you alone, you sit down with the salary, eat shawarma, eat juice, chivita with no sugar. You eat chivita with sugar. Mango juice, everything. What is this? You alone. How do you want to be blessed in business like that? The more you are a blessing to your community, the more you are blessed. The more you are a blessing to your neighborhood, the more you are blessed. My prayer for you today is that God will bless you in Jesus' name. Let me just give us one more, then we'll close. Keys to blessing, to breakthrough in business and career, is to be willing to serve. If you want your business to excel, let your business be service-oriented. Let your business be service-oriented. Don't think about profit alone. Listen, if customers know that the only reason why you are in business is to make profit, they will not do business with you after some time. Let your business be about service. Give quality service. If you are in the church, don't sit down in a church for 1 year, 2 years without doing anything. Look for avenues to serve. I can go on and on. All these people sharing testimonies here of God's blessings, you can see most of them are workers. Choir, counseling, different departments, workers sharing testimony. If you want more testimony, don't envy anybody. Just find out what they are doing. Just find out what they are doing. 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 Service will always make your business to break through. Once your customers know that you do them, you treat them very well and serve them very well, they will give you whatever you have charged and they will bring more customers for you. You know, it is the more you serve, the more customers you serve, the more your profit. So the little customers that you are serving that are giving you 2 naira, 3 naira profit, they are the ones that will bring you big profit. Yeah. So don't trivialize anybody. That person is a small boy, a small girl. That small boy knows many people. Can link you up to supplying many things. Can link you up to praise the Lord. Well, I preach my heart out to you this morning. My prayer is that you will not only listen, but you will imbibe the content of the message and go all out and excel in your business and in your career. And I pray nobody here will be a failure. 2021, first quarter will not end before the figures of your business would have skyrocketed in Jesus' name. Before the middle of next year in your organization, you would have suddenly hit the top in the name of Jesus. God will change your story drastically. I say God will change your story drastically. God will change your story drastically. And everyone that will see you will call you blessed. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name.
Wow! I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org.